This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Really appreciate this shout out. Shout out to the KNC Masterpiece from the 817 for being an amazing show that brings the power and positivity and promotion of self-help and mental health. Y'all brighten up my day every time I listen. Thank you very, very much. You know what segment brightens up my day every time you listen? It's the C Block starring Corey Majors.
In your face, other segments. Those are your segments. Those are all your segments. Yeah. And you're saying that mine's the best, the one that brightens your day?
Yeah.
Because you don't have to think about it. I see where you're going.
I mean, as long as you don't talk about, I don't know, like my dad being dead or something.
All right, so we're going to talk about dads here in just a moment.
What?
My apologies, Kevin.
He's dead.
I'm dead serious, Alec. I did not send this over. His dad is dead. I did not send this over to y'all because I was still trying to figure out how to get a segment put together for this. But there is a father-son combo caddying, and I'll get to that in just a minute. And I think that's an awesome thing. So what would you want to do with your dad if you could? All right, before we get to that, though. Can you re-announce the trade for the Stars? Because I want to dig a little deeper on this.
So, Mikko Rantanen on his way to the Dallas Stars from the Carolina Hurricanes. The Stars are sending back Logan Stankoven and a first-round pick in 2026 and a first-round pick in 2027. Along with that, Mikko is signing an 8-year, $96 million total extension with the Dallas Stars.
I talked to the Hockey Hawk about this.
Okay.
And just his opinion to me on this trade was, and I think we agree, Neil did a great job.
Yeah.
Like, only parting with Stankoven is amazing.
Because the draft picks aren't going to help you win right now. Like, I get the future and everything, but they're trying to win, like, this second.
And there is the caveat that I know you're going to bring up, because I've been bringing it up, too, when it comes to Mikko. You with the Stars, you have a lot of really good players.
That's true.
Really good players. Mikko has the possibility and potential to be elite. He's played at elite level.
I think that's fair.
And he has the possibility, if he's happy, because his take on what happened when he went from Colorado to Florida was, it's like Luka. He didn't want to leave. He wanted to be. He thought he was going to be there, and then he got traded. And so he was like, oh, so he's hurt. Maybe Dallas is the place that revitalizes all that hope now that he has the contract.
That is fair.
And all those things. So that's what we're hoping. Like, that's what we're hoping is we're getting the elite version, and we have a player that steps into the lineup with elite talent and elite scoring ability. Man, that's the fingers crossed hope thing.
And what a whirlwind this thing has been in the last 24 hours. Like, we've been talking about it. Then it looked like the Stars emerged as one of the key three teams that could make this deal happen. Then overnight, we heard that the framework of the compensation to send to Carolina was in place. And now it was just down to the Stars and Rantanen or his agent getting to the extension. And then we heard earlier this morning, ooh, looks like he wants 14 and a half or whatever it is. The Stars are closer to 12. Probably won't happen then. Boom. It is going to be 12. Compensation agreed. Trade done.
Now, the next thing is, are they done? And that's where I'm very interested in this because, Kevin, you know how I feel. I want our defense to look good. Can they add a blue line player here with just under, is it an hour?
Yes.
We have an hour left.
54 minutes.
54 minutes before the trade deadline is done. Maybe the Mikko deal was like they were working on that the whole time, but they always had a plan for another deal. And maybe somebody's sitting there going, hold on, you were willing to give up Maverick Bork to go and Stankoven? Hey, we would like Maverick. Maybe they pick up, somebody picks up the phone, calls the Stars before this is all said and done with, and they're like, what do you need? We got it. If we can get that. The name that has been thrown out to me is Montreal's David Savard.
That's who I said a couple days ago.
That would be.
Sorry, that was really loud.
It depends on what they want for him, but that would be the great addition to the Stars blue line. They're already, like we said, plus 600 to get the cup. They're already at the forefront. Keep loading up is what I say.
So the thing I love about Savard is, first of all, I don't think he'll cost you a ton because I think this would be more like the Tanev rental situation where if you could bring him back, great, but not necessarily contingent.
34 years old.
Exactly.
Can do the things you need to win a cup.
He can play on the right side defensively, and he loves to throw his body down and block pucks. And so that is something that you will always take, especially in the playoffs.
So that's where, look, they might be done. They might go, look, what do you guys, what more do y'all want?
That's fair.
We just did this. That's fine. I get it. But if they want to, you know, really add a little more beef to this thing, you have 53 minutes, 52 minutes and 30 seconds is what we're rocking with right now. So good luck to Jim Neal, who already magical wizard of trades and build team building. Like, he's already special at this. What he did in Detroit and what they did all those years, amazing. And now you're seeing over his tenure in Dallas, you're going to look back and go, good God, we had a great GM while he was here.
Yeah.
And, you know, between him and Chris Young, we have the two best GMs in DFW.
What do you think about the other two?
Maybe the world. They are also GMs.
That's a great point.
By title.
Oh, man.
Joe LaCava is the former caddy for Tiger Woods. He once paid a heckler $25 to get lost. He was like, hey, Tiger's out here trying to focus. Go over the, here's $25. I'll meet you at the Sizzler in a little bit.
No, that was a male heckler. If it was a female heckler.
Okay.
He'd be like, hey, girl, where are you at the Waffle House?
His son, Joe LaCava IV.
Ooh.
That's IV, right?
That's
the four, right? Is also a caddy. And he's on the bag for Joe Highsmith, who just won the Cognizant Classic last week. The best part, though, is LaCava III now caddies for Patrick Cantlay. And this weekend, Cantlay and Highsmith are paired together, which means the caddies, father and son, will be paired together for 18 holes at least.
That's nice.
And I just think that is really cool because, like, Avery loves what I do.
Sure.
Carter loves, they love what I do.
Because what you do is actually fun.
I'm
curious if the golf people are bummed out that that's what they have to do.
Caddying's fun. Caddying can be fun. You paid, dude. You paid to be a caddy, too. So don't hate on that, especially if your golfer's really good. You're getting paid a lot.
True.
But that my kids would love to do. Avery's asked me to do a podcast with him, and I'm like, I can't legally because of all these contract situations and stuff like that. We'd have to sell it to Odyssey, and I don't know if they're buying right now.
No.
So
I think that's accurate.
Well, we'll figure it out. But like, they really do love what I do. And when I would go to work with my dad, he was a carpenter. I love the ability to accidentally turn on a saw while he was working on something and scare him, you know? I love the ability to pick up a nail gun and be like, what's going on? I did learn a lot, though, from my dad while he was doing that. What is the thing that you would love to do with your dad? Because I would love, my dad's currently That's what he's retired, and he's selling, you know, cutting board. He makes cutting boards and all sorts of woodcraft stuff in Canton. Sure. I would love the ability for me and my dad to be able to, you know, go caddy or something like that. 877-881-1053. What would you love to do with your dad? Kevin, I'm very sorry. Again, I've been trying to figure out how to get this segment to work with you.
Yeah, that's okay. I guess my number one answer would be, you know, if you'd have showed up for anything between the time I got arrested in middle school and when I went to college, that would have been great. Anything would have been fine.
I do have this question because somebody did.
I promise I won't be as much of a downer now.
I don't know. This is a very tough text, but somebody did say they want forgiveness, but not yet. They still can't find it in their heart to forgive. And the reason that they texted in, I can totally understand.
Okay.
And I've always wondered this about you.
I saw that text.
Did you ever find the ability to forgive him before he passed?
Yes. So there were two things. Thanks for bringing that up. And I promise I'll stop being not fun. Well, there were two things. Is so when he died, I had his power of attorney because he was suffering with dementia, and he thought my mom and him were in the middle of a custody battle. And so, you know, I had power of attorney and I had to make all the medical decisions and stuff like that. And so there was a day where he wasn't waking up and he probably wasn't going to wake up again. And so I just sat in the hospital room and I asked him, I was like, hey, can I just sit in here for a while? And they're like, you can be in there as long as you want.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And I just sat there for I don't even know how long and just kind of like had a conversation with him. Now, I realize this is just a one-sided conversation, but I got to like thank him for things, but also say all the things that I felt like I needed to say and I wanted to say. And
that's good.
It was really, I don't know if nice is probably not the right word because it was also really sad and stuff like that. But then the other thing is I look at Brandon and Noah and I want to be a better dad for them because of what happened with my dad. So, I mean, in a weird roundabout way, he is to thank for that as well.
Okay. And that's like, again, that's something I don't know if we've ever, you joke a lot. We make some jokes. And I know
all of that is true.
I know you're comfortable with jokes. You have a good sense of humor. But I do like that conversation. That's good. Alec, your dad's alive.
He is.
In your face, Kevin.
Sorry, there are other people texting in too, and I understand that. So, but you do a lot with your dad. Like you have a really good relationship with him. Is there something specific that you'd be like, I would love to caddy a game or something like that with him? Like I'd love to work security at a concert with my dad.
You know, there's something that he's always told me because he's like, you know, now that you're getting famous or whatever, there's something that he really wants to do. Kevin will appreciate this. He wants the both of us together to meet CM Punk. That's his all-time favorite wrestler. So he's always told me because he's getting, you know, older and he's like, I don't want to be in crowds and stuff. I'm like, let me take you to a show. And he was like, take me to a show the day you know you're going to introduce me to CM Punk and we can both tell him how awesome we think he is. So that's the one thing that I know it would be a super long shot for it to ever happen. But he was like, that's the one thing I will ever ask you for is if you have the chance to meet him, make sure I'm there. Because that's his all-time favorite wrestler. So, because we've done a lot of stuff together. We really have. We've gone and sat front row at TV tapings for wrestling shows together. We've done all of that. And we do, like Corey said, we do a lot of stuff together still. So, luckily, we've gotten to do a lot of those things on my bucket list. So, if we could meet Punk one day, that would take the cake.
I'm seeing a lot of texts. I wish my dad was still here. I would love to go fishing. I've seen multiple people say I'd love to go fishing with him one more time. I love that one.
So I don't want to sound too after school specially, but real quick, I remember we did a show the night my dad died.
Yeah, I remember that.
And one of the things I told people, and I believe it now, if you haven't talked to somebody, maybe you have a great relationship with them. You just haven't caught up with them in just a second. Or maybe you have a fractured relationship with somebody and you're like, man, I'm kind of wondering if I should do it. Reach out. Like if they don't want to reciprocate, so be it. But give it a shot. Reach out to somebody.
Like anybody?
Well, yes, preferably somebody you know.
Like an ex-girlfriend?
Okay. If you want to reach out to somebody for strictly friendship and platonic reasons.
Oh, okay.
If you're married. If you're not married.
Not a hookup.
Then go for it.
From the 785.
You're not married, go for
my
it.
Dad passed away in 16. I finally went to the Daytona 500 this year for my 40th. I always wanted to go with him. See, that's awesome too. Being able to do some things that, you know, that I would love to go fish with Bassmaster Classic in Fort Worth with him. Somebody said, I work with my dad from the 512. I work with my dad. And it sucks. But I love when we play pool after work.
Okay.
And, like, that's one of my favorite stories. If you haven't heard Schottenheimer tell the story about getting drugged to go play golf every Saturday morning with his dad or Sunday. Yeah, Saturday morning. He's like, he would take me and I hated it. I hated every second of being there. But I knew after we were done, he was going to let me get whatever ice cream I wanted. And then I always realized he just wants me to be around him. And that's like, that's ultimately as a dad, that's all we really want from our kids is I want you to want to hang out with me.
Yes. Of 1,000,000%. And like, it's kind of funny because obviously we're on a weird end of the child spectrum, but Noah has no choice to hang out with us. He can't go anywhere. He can't do anything.
Yeah. He can't
Brandon's
even drive.
Off in college. He's got friends and all this and that. And definitely like As soon as I see Brandon, I'm like, oh my God, it's Brandon. Let's talk and hang out. And like with Noah, I'm always happy, but I'm like, you can't go.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you're stuck.
No, that door's locked, buddy. You can't get out.
Absolutely.
That's C-Block, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, thank you for all the texts that came in. I really appreciate it. Sorry I didn't get to all of them.
Man, what an emotionally affecting C-Block that was. Because of that, let's transition to this. Fake NBA agent earring swallowers, perhaps Joe Rogan or Oscar De La Hoya and Paul Pierce. Do any of these folks deserve forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. You want to get on the conversation? That and Masterpiece of the Week. It is a jam-packed segment next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Shout out to you guys from the 817. Been living out of my truck for over 5 weeks. My truck's radio is my complete entertainment system. I turn it on, leave it on. You two have specifically brought me out of depression and let me relax and laugh a little. That means the world.
That's a lot of pressure on us now.
Yeah. I was going to say that means the world to us.
That's exactly what I meant, but Kevin. I'm sorry.
Maybe.
What Kevin said was better.
Yeah, maybe not. All right. We've got Masterpiece of the Week coming up. We're going to keep an eye out on if the Stars are going to make another move, because I would not rule it out. But right now, let's do a little Forgiveness Friday. And I'm going to give you some options. The ex-Olympic snowboarder, who is now most wanted, Paul Pierce, or the man who swallowed earrings?
Oh, is the snowboarder male or female?
Ooh, it's a male.
Man who swallowed earrings.
Okay. You made the right decision, I think.
Damn right I did.
Does this person deserve forgiveness?
Somebody asked for you to explain the trade in Diddy terms, and I don't know exactly how you would accomplish that, Kevin. I had to laugh about it, though. Back to you, Kevin.
Yeah, that's, yeah. So the Orlando Police Department is claiming in court documents that Jathon Gilder went into a Tiffany's store at the mall. And maybe that's wrong of me to say it like that. I don't know if a Tiffany store at the mall is lower class than regular Tiffany store.
I've only been to the Tiffany store at North Park Mall.
Okay.
And it North Park Mall's classy anyway.
They have valet parking there.
They have their security there. Impressive.
And that's why sometimes, Corey, you have to get creative. So the accusation is Jathon Gilder went into the Tiffany's and presented himself as an agent for multiple Orlando Magic players. So he gets taken back to the fancy room, the champagne room, if you will. And him and two associates looked at some high-end items. The allegation is that this dude, who, by the way, is definitely not an agent of anything, took a ring and some earrings valued at $769,000 and tried to run.
Oh, really?
He runs. The police chase after him. They manage to stop him for a minute, knock the ring out of his hand, but he escaped and then allegedly swallowed the earrings. And
that seems like it's going to hurt.
So, yes. So they did an X-ray, and you can see there is earring-shaped stuff happening as his intestines, because his claim was, I don't have the earrings.
Facts.
Where are the earrings?
Yeah.
And they're like, you swallowed them. And the police department was waiting until the items were passed through their system and then collected to determine if these were in fact the stolen earrings from the Tiffany's, which if they're not, that just opens a whole new box of questions. Is this just his thing? Does he need to eat earrings? Where was he at the Claire's before that? And he ate some of those earrings. I don't know. I have many questions, but the point is he's not a real NBA agent, but he really did swallow these earrings for the police department.
So I was watching Reacher recently and this lady in the show hands a cup of coffee to Reacher. He's a giant dude, by the way. And she says, do you like cat anus?
What? There's no way I thought he was going to say that.
My apologies. she asked if he liked the coffee first. And then she says, do you like cat anus? And he says, why? And she says, well, these coffee pits, these coffee seeds are fed to cats, felines. And then they poop them out. And then the people collect it from the kitty litter box.
Mm-hmm.
And they use, and then you drink the coffee. I was like, that's something that they made up for this book series mm-hmm. and threw on a TV show. It is called Kopi Luwak, also known as civet coffee. Coffee that consists of partially digested coffee cherries, which have been eaten and defecated by the Asian palm civet. The cherries are fermented as they pass through a civet's intestines. After being defecated with other fecal matter, they're collected. Do they clean them? They've got to clean them, right?
All
right. I'm not drinking cat poop coffee. I won't.
Corey.
It won't make it taste better.
Never in a million years would I have thought that these two stories would connect. But it is an interesting question that somebody brings up on the text. For the 254, is Tiffany's disclosing where the earrings have been?
Oh, good question.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
So, coffee, that person was pretty upfront about how it goes. Will Tiffany's be like, these earrings are $400,000. They were $500,000, but some guy ate them.
From the 940, that's a real thing, and it's so expensive, rich people are weird. $400 for a 12-ounce bag of that coffee, Kevin.
I wasn't expecting the question that you asked.
Dude, here's now what I've decided. We need to invest in those cats. We need to get a bunch of those cats together, have all those cats just in one room, and just feed the cats.
How many?
And then just crank out money from all these cats.
Are you talking? This sounds like animal torture, like what they do with the...
We'll treat the cats nicely.
What is it the geese that have to go through this or whatever?
Cats don't like to be washed. We'll let them lick themselves. That's what they like. We'll treat them nice, dude. They'll have a nice place to be.
Okay.
But dude, all we got to do is feed them coffee beans and then charge $400 for a 12-ounce bag. That's like $800 for 24 ounces.
What? Sure, Corey. How much for 48 ounces?
$1,600.
I knew you could do it. Okay, just really
quick. Four bags! $1,600! What'd it cost us?
I don't think I know.
What's human fecal matter?
I don't know how expensive those cats are. And
I'll find out.
I know anybody that has that kind of coffee money. Let's talk about Paul Pierce real quick, because this is amazing. So people are talking about how LeBron might be the GOAT. People are hyped about Steph Curry. This is an actual thing that Paul Pierce actually said. I don't mind people saying LeBron is the GOAT. I don't mind people saying that Steph Curry belongs in the GOAT conversation. I mean, I was able to beat Steph Curry in a three-point competition and outdueled LeBron in a playoff series. I'm just saying, if we're going to say that about them, that says a lot about your boy. All right. Winning a three-point competition says nothing about your all-time greatness. And here's a note. One time in his career was Paul Pierce, second-team All-NBA. Means one time in his career did people think he was among the top 10 players in the league. And then top 15 player in the league three other times. So there were four times in his entire career somebody is like, I think you're one of the best 15 players in the league just this one year. So Paul Pierce, please shut the hell up. Now, masterpiece of the week. You're looking up coffee cat stuff,
dude,
aren't you?
Roughly creates $2 million of income to $380 million of income a year.
Huh?
That's for the whole industry, not just that one cat.
It might be for one cat.
How much does that cat cost?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. It looks like $300 or £300. Nobody knows how many.
Be right.
5 years old, $1,500 for a five-year-old. Asian palm civet kivet. So think about that. You buy it for $1,500, mm-hmm. sell four bags of this stupid coffee.
This is your time,
Paid for.
My dad tried to get me to try that. He said he would pay for it if I tried it. And I was like, no, it's not happening.
Just now?
No.
Oh, okay.
In the past, yeah, because I went through a big coffee phase, I think during the pandemic. I was just trying all kinds of different coffee, and he was like, I'll buy it if you try it. I'm like, no, I'm not drinking poop coffee.
Dad wanted to do was spend time and do business with you.
All right, I guess I got to text him now. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. This is where we revisit the wild, wacky, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program. And, you know, I was expecting maybe we had a little bit of a dip, if you will, this week.
Oh, we did not.
Aww.
Would you like to guess how many clips I pulled this week?
17.
Close.
Really?
I pulled 19.
Oh, from this show?
Yes.
From these two guys? And
yes.
You.
None from me. No, okay. Never that. No.
Oh, that doesn't.
I'm an angel. I only say perfect things.
By the way, Jeff Merrick has also tweeted out Wyatt Johnson Johnston contract announcement is expected.
Man, so we're about to drop $20 million annually on these two players, give or take. Okay.
Back to you.
Spend that money. I think all but like four of these are Corey. So
hell yeah. You're doing a great job, Alex.
So that means we got to start with Kevin.
Mr. Coffee Bean over here.
I kind of like that. Not going to lie. Kevin, we're going to start with you. You said this.
Don't have sex to this station.
That one is that one right there. That's the one.
I stand by that.
Tolo Go is a thing. It is an important thing in the world. And you should definitely, definitely do the opposite of what Kevin said. By the way, our friend Gary from Rhino Shield is going to be at Fort Worth Home and Garden Show this weekend. He's offering an additional $500 off the already 20% discount that he's already given you. So if you want to get that right now, go out to Home and Garden this weekend. Say hi to Gary for us from Rhino Shield.
All right, Corey.
Okay, just real quick. There were some clever things that came from that. Turn it on, leave it on, get it on, Tolo Go. And remember, it's turn it on, leave it on. But somebody said turn it on, leave it. I'll let you finish the rest of that
sentence. The line, Kevin!
I didn't go over the line!
Well, I can play some of those clips, including this one from Corey.
You can listen to this station when you're changing your muffler.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you're making sweet love to your soulmate.
Yeah.
I love it. I do not see why we can't have more people sexing during this show.
What if it's just a fling?
It's fine.
You said with your soulmate.
Mm.
That was just a suggestion. Not everybody's changing mufflers. I also said mufflers.
I get what you're saying.
What do you mean?
What do you mean by that?
Take off the lure.
Kevin.
How is that not okay?
Way too far,
bro. I didn't say anything.
Way too far.
That should be fine.
Yeah, but if you know how to spell, you get it. And that's...
Yeah, well...
Most of our listeners...
A lot of kids don't know how to spell.
Well...
Yeah, take that, Noah.
That's for sure. He thinks his name is spelled like P-R. He just names letters that he knows.
Corey made a defiant PSA.
Don't come any closer. I have worms. That was funny. That was a gross story that I told yesterday.
It was great.
Some people are into horror.
Corey has worms is my leading candidate thus far.
Let's see. Corey also, this almost feels like the Mike Bassick overreaction category. This is just a weird noise that Corey made.
Oh, then let's just watch the world burn.
Is it the last part of that laugh that freaks you out the most?
Yes.
I
think I'm with you.
I was watching an interview with Christopher Walken, and they were talking to him about how he accents words.
Yes.
And how he'll go high pitch. And it was the
Cowbell documentary?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
When he had the watch scene, and he goes through and he's, you know, he's up and down. And so every once in a while, I just took that from Christopher Walken. You just kind of change it up a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
It's just so weird.
Just change it up. It's just coach.
Let's see. Corey, you said this as well. I just labeled it up. Maybe it's the movie. I don't know.
He got this thing up and back in action, and the mom loves him.
All right. I know what this is.
I don't.
This is about those Frank Thomas and Doug Flutie commercials.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
She'll like it too.
This had to be about something saying. Else.
I gotcha.
No, I think Kevin hit it spot on, if we're being honest.
Oh, no.
Thanks to Testofen or whatever it is. That's one of the words they say.
I think Kevin hit this on the head too.
105 through the fan. We're the fornication station.
Yes. Yes. What? Like, if we're going to have a slogan, why not that one? Everybody wants that. They're going to think, if I listen to this, I can get more action.
It sounds like I'm the worst version of an FM DJ. We're back. I'm Johnny One Night Stand on the Fornication Station. Like, that is terrible.
Corey said this.
Okay.
I guess in my tongue, because my tongue's the first thing to enjoy it. I was talking about something I like to eat.
Fornication. Oh, that's what I figured.
And I said, no, that's, hold on. And I said, it makes my tummy happy or my stomach. And then I was like, well, I guess the first thing, you smell it first, right? Then you taste it.
I'm still tracking.
Son of a gun.
Oh, man. Job. Next week's going to be fun, too.
I totally understood what you were saying.
I don't want to go to Corey's house anytime soon because of this.
Why?
I want their memories to be like, you know what? As we were listening and making sweet love with our families. Nope. the real-time realization of I dribbled too far into the lane at that point, and I had nowhere to pass the ball. I was like, I don't know what to do.
I'm writing that one down as Corey lives in a sex commune.
And the 940 fornication station flags would be awesome, though. I agree.
That would be kind of fun.
Get on it, Whataburger.
Take that.
I don't know if...
Let's see, Kevin, you said this.
Yeah, that is weird as well. Like, hey, you're hooking up with your grandfather. That was about Bill Belichick. The wording. Look, I think it's weird. I think it's like that lady's having sex with her grandpa.
True.
And I do not support that.
Okay, let's see. Did I play this one? You did say this, Kevin.
Corey, you're responsible for two of our three children.
What?
What was that?
You only have two kids. So
I know. Announcement time. No, I'm just kidding. What?
That would be wild.
What the hell was I trying to say there?
This is all from the sex station.
Oh my gosh.
What a day. Because people started to get it on listening to the station, and they come up and meet you at a remote.
Thank you. My kids got that. They got the mailbox back up and running, and the mom was happy. That's where that came from.
Okay.
Whew, I'm glad the listeners listened.
Oh, Testofen is old news. The new active ingredient is Tessinor.
Great.
He's a broadcaster for Raw.
I think that's Tess. Anyways, one more. We'll get one more. We're going to have a lot of carryover next week. I'm excited. Corey did say this, and again, I don't want to go to his house anytime soon.
So they're over at her house. And Avery hit it in reverse.
Oh, God. Leave the kids alone.
Oh, dear.
Why did I say that?
Oh, dear.
I am voting for Kevin's defiant claim.
You don't want to say
for people
what
to
I said.
Not do it.
Don't have sex to this station.
Yeah, man. I think you're wrong, but I
stand
by
that.
You say it really boldly.
I stand by that, and I'm not going to vote for the last thing Corey said, but it does kind of go with my vote. Does Corey live in a sex commune with his family? Why?
I want their memories to be like, you know what? As we were listening and making sweet love with our families, nope. It almost even sounds like I was trying to stop myself.
You
as
were.
I was getting there, and I was like, I don't have anywhere else to go.
You know what? I had my mind made up until I heard the end over again. This is our winner.
Why?
I want their memories to be like, you know what? As we were listening and making sweet love with our families. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Oh.
I will wear
goodness.
The crown for 1 week and 1 week only.
And gracious. I never will.
By the way, in the meantime, the Dallas Stars terms have come out with Wyatt Johnston. So 5 years, $42 million. So that's a 5-year deal worth $8.4 million annually.
Texter says that Rantanen did an interview on TSN, and from what he said, his Dallas is known to be an organization players want to play for.
So obviously I love that. And then when you add in all of the Finnish contingent, this is a move that makes a lot of sense. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. From the 425, 5 years, $8 million for Wyatt, according to Twitter. That's why you got to turn it on, leave it on. As we said about 12 to 15 minutes ago, Wyatt Johnston gets a 5-year, $42 million extension, and so that is $8.4 million per year. By the way, we have some more stuff to add to the Rantanen trade. It's Stankoven, the two first-round picks, and then also two third-round picks that Carolina is going to get in 2026 and 2027. So a hefty price for an excellent player. We bring in, courtesy of D&M Leasing, those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Peggy, we are rolling.
Hell yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm pretty pumped about what the Stars have been doing today. If we could add somebody else to the blue line in the next 9 minutes, that would make me really excited.
You know, I know they put Haskin in there on that long-term IR. So
they got,
I think,
the money.
The total got to 14-4 or something like that. So, yeah, that would be fun, man. This is how you go all in. I think that's the takeaway of the day. And salute to Jim Nill for knowing what time it is.
Agreed, agreed. And now
F them picks.
Exactly.
F them.
That brought us
somebody else's problem.
Yeah, you're the one with the experience with this.
Not really.
When you know, yeah.
Well, not having a couple first rounders,
you're acting there. Like I was on some good teams.
You had a Super Bowl ring.
I do,
and you rocked it with Philadelphia. There,
proud of that.
I'm very proud of that. Yeah. why don't you ask me?
How proud of that?
I'm very proud of that. More proud than that Zach is as a father.
Right. Oh man, I remember that. Sorry, you don't have anything to be proud about.
What Dawson just said, though, is he recognizes the moment.
Oh,
and
sure.
Knowing when is the all-in moment got to be the most difficult thing. My team is ready. No, they just need that one piece.
They've played well all year, and they've played well the last couple of years. And he's done a really nice job, him and the staff, the coaching staff. I mean, this is a team that's they're ready to go have a parade. And so you got to realize that. You know, we always talk about, well, you're one player away, you know. He's thinking he's one player away now, way he's built this thing. And so you make a massive trade like this. And like I said, if it works, great. If it doesn't, it's somebody else's problem.
Do you like Do you like the addition of the Team Finland vibe going on with the Stars? Because they're like, hey, let's just bring another one.
Well, not really. They finished fourth in that dumb tournament.
That's what Corey said.
Yeah. So if you're going to really say that if the kid was Canadian or something like that, I'd be a little bit happier. But the finish seemed to finish. They weren't very good.
Go Finns.
Yeah.
Now, I brought this up to Corey in one of the breaks, and he goes, what the hell? I thought we were done with this. Are you guys aware that this weekend is spring forward?
Yeah.
And you have to change your clocks again. All right.
Yeah. Why?
I thought we got rid of this.
Yeah.
Donald said he was going to. You know, maybe we still have time.
I don't know.
Signing a lot of laws.
Do you feel like this one's probably locked in?
No, it'd be like the TikTok ban where it was like, took it right up to the edge. Yeah. And then it was like, all right, we're back.
You know what, guys? We actually need
tariffs for Canada and Mexico for 35 minutes.
You show up and you're like, never mind. It's 10 a.m. again. I know it was 11 a.m. for a minute. It's 10 a.m. again. Come back in an hour, and then we'll be open.
Change it back.
Yeah. Yes. Corey, you seem very upset about this.
I thought we were finally getting rid of it, and I wasn't paying attention to the news that it didn't pass. Why does Congress have to pass it? Like, why can't we just all agree and just do it?
You want a special election to take place? I kind of like that.
They can't tell us what to do.
Let's just band together and say, screw you, we're not doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in South Africa, they decided we're not paying for these toll roads anymore. And everybody just didn't pay for them, so they stopped charging for them.
What about how the road's doing, though?
The roads are okay.
See?
The last time I was there's a lot of other problems with the country, but so far the roads are okay.
That's got to be the biggest scam is toll roads.
I kind of feel like, though, if you're driving on the toll road and you break down, you've got a chance to get help. I see a lot of those trucks driving around. I mean, with real tire changing equipment and batteries and gas and stuff like that. So I kind of feel like that, my $125 is going to maybe if I break down here.
Okay.
I don't want to bring you guys down too much. It is a Friday, but I had some prep for this. Studies have found an uptick in cardiac events and strokes right after the March time change.
Oh, no.
Fatal car crashes temporarily jumped the first few days after the spring time change. And the risk was highest in the morning.
Is that because the sun's setting in the eyes of people, and that's why they crash into each other?
Or do you just think it's just tired, maybe?
I don't know.
Fatigue.
Tired?
Yeah. Throws off your circadian rhythms very abruptly.
It's unhealthy.
Remember how great life was in Arizona where they don't deal with that?
It was amazing.
Yeah, everybody. Even, I mean, look how old those people are.
That's fair.
I didn't know what time I was supposed to be on.
Yeah,
I woke up at 5:45 every day because I typically wake up at 6:45. And so, but I loved it. I was
fine. You felt like you had so much more productivity.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always, Haggy. Thanks for asking, including our friend Leah Asimakopoulos in the morning news talking stars with you at 4:40. Our reactions and the very latest right out of the gates here, including I think we might hear from Rantanen.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I mean, not on the phone, but just some audio.
All right, I got
on the show.
No, we'll get him on the horn. Hey, he could call in.
FaceTime.
Roll home. With roll it out. G back.
Pretty good English.
Dacian. We have been the KNC Masterpiece.
He's Finnish.
For a Finn?
He's done.
Yep. What do they speak in Finland?
Say goodnight,
Kevin.
I don't know.
Spanish?
We might be back Monday. Who knows? Don't have sex to this station.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.